My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's a lot of work, but it's also well worth that work. But you want to make sure you're heading in the right direction with the best knowledge, the best products, the best support system, and hopefully getting the true-to-form information rather than just something we want to hear. Today we have and are inundated and coming at us from every direction information, more than we probably want and definitely more than we need. The problem is we have a hard time disseminating. If you're not in it all the time, you kind of hear what we want to hear and, you know, we kind of move forward. But sometimes we make mistakes because we put a lot of faith in things that might not be good for us or may not provide us with what we need. So I always say, ask your right questions, ask the correct questions that you need to know about, try to work with people that have the expertise, the knowledge, the information, and the education. Choose your products wisely. Don't just use something just to use it. Use the quality products that are available. There are so many amazing companies out there, but choose wisely. Every day here on the show, 8 to 9 in the morning, Monday through Friday, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best of the best guest, the best companies, and the best products. I want to make sure that when you decide to make that plunge, you know, that leap forward into a healthier lifestyle, that you know what to use, what products to bring into your daily regime, and you can ask the questions of the people that I recommend because they are going to be able to answer you correctly and honestly and truthfully with the information you need to make those decisions about getting healthy. The show is here on NBC Sports, 920 The Game, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. But if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. And you know, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, a full-service environment, awesome products, great prices every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles. They'll get you up to date and with relevant topics for today and the things that you might be able to apply and to your world, and as well, maybe topics that you're already discussing or wondering about. And on the other hand, don't forget, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase right at the webpage. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to everyone at Stay Healthy and give you those daily inputs of information that are always beneficial for good health. Well, obviously, we're still dealing with warm weather or hot weather for some of us, but that really has no bearing on our topic today, although we think it always does. We're going to be talking about minerals today and trace minerals, and it's so interesting how so many of us kind of associate the hot weather, of course, with electrolytes because we're feeling the ramifications of the heat. But the thing is, we dehydrate all year. We lose water all year long. And in the winter, sometimes we actually lose more and dehydrate more in the winter than we do in the summer. Just the summer seems to be more visible. But nobody better to talk about minerals as well as electrolytes than Dr. Darren Starkey. Dr. Starkey is a board-certified naturopathic physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he's been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil. Well, and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure our proper nutrition. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge of trace minerals and throughout his career has done many radio programs that have focused on his area of expertise, and we are blessed to have him every single month here on my show. He is continually searching for the new ways to educate people about the benefits of mineral and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Are you on the road?
I am not this week. I get the privilege of traveling to Singapore in a week, and I guess this is a preload, prepare and balance and put things in order before I travel.
You know, I have a lot of people that travel, and a lot of them now take your trace minerals, and they put them in small little 2-3 ounce bottles, and they add them to the to their beverages on the plane because they're flying long distances to make sure they don't cramp. I guarantee you're probably doing that, and if not, carrying your little packets.
I honestly, Jeff, I can't express to those, you know, to those that travel for a living, you know, deep vein thrombosis is a real thing. A real condition that we need to be very cautious. It doesn't just happen to the aging traveler. It happens to all of them. But I am amazed as to how much my body needs the balance of these trace minerals during that traveling process. I love how the airlines sell it to us. You know, this flight time is going to be 17 hours and 58 minutes. You know, they cut off that 2 extra minutes to make us feel good about ourselves in that 18-hour flight. But, you know, in that process, being encapsulated like we are in an environment in which we breathe and live for that extended period of time, it's amazing how much our bodies need from this balancing perspective. So I think that whether we travel the world or whether we, of course, travel from our homes to our workplace, I think that putting this balance back in can benefit us all.
You know, I've learned over the years that one of the best things we can do is actually prepare. You know, a lot of times we wait until a major problem occurs, and that's just human nature. And, you know, we don't think about things, and all of a sudden we're going into September, and then it's October, November, and a flu and cold season, and we haven't started upping our dosages of things. We're still not drinking enough water. We're dehydrating, and all of a sudden we're clogged up with mucus in our head because we're not flushing because we stopped drinking water because it wasn't hot anymore. And, you know, we didn't think
of extremely constipated.
Yeah, and we just get comfortable.
Not only at the bowel level, but at the cell level, I think that you hit it right on the button there when you mentioned the fact that when we're hot, we drink, we're thirsty. But during the cold, we stop drinking, we bundle up, we put on more clothes, we turn up the heat and everything, you know, in our homes, in our cars, in our office space. And those signs and symptoms of the flu, I would say to the listener today, and especially the athlete, of course, reach for that hydration and that balance, you know, put those minerals back into that water and see what they're capable of doing before they rush out and pay a lot of money at the, you know, out of their pockets.
You know, once the people that I have talked with over the summers and they have seen the complete turnover of how good they feel in their muscles and their energy and their ligaments and their tendons and how they feel better using electrolytes and using these trace minerals, the ones that stick with it through the winter It is amazing how they come out the other side saying, I can't believe it. I really used to just mentally associate using minerals and trace minerals only in the summer, but I stayed with it through the winter, and I can't believe how much healthier I was, and I never ever thought it was connected to that time of the year.
Sure. You know, we've talked about this before, Jeff, but I think it's important that we bring it back up. You know, I don't care if you're a world-class couch potato or a world-class athlete. We breathe every day, and because we breathe, we lose about 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing. That's before workouts, that's before. So to that common consumer, to that professional athlete, we know our bodies better than anybody. But remember, we never stop breathing until that final day that we're called to the opposite, you know, to the other side. But until that point, Jeff, we have to be replenishing, replacing on a daily basis, because if we don't, again, you hit it again on the button that we're such a reactive society. I love when people say, I didn't think it could happen to me. I hear that statement everywhere I travel.
Of course.
And yet at the same time, we have to be proactive. And that's what this whole show is about, is being proactive, gaining that knowledge, gaining that wisdom, and doing for ourselves. Because if we're not taking care of us, Jeff, who is?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I think what happens is, and I know this happened a lot when I was growing up, you know, we all lived in very strict households, vegetables, you know, no junk. We didn't have any of that. You ate meals at the table. You sat at the table as a family. You ate your meals. And, you know, it was just a time when things were a lot more strict. And then we got on our own and we decided, well, I'm going to do this my way now because I don't have to answer to anybody. And, you know, and we all see how well that worked for us. And we all just ran ourselves down and got sick. And we realized that we didn't want to admit it, but our mother really knew a lot more than we gave her credit for.
Yeah.
And now it's a different world. There is no sit down at the table. People eat
sure.
When they eat. They eat on the go. They eat over the sink. They eat over their computer. They eat laying down. They eat with a plate on their stomach watching Netflix. And, you know, they're doing all the things we do every day. There is no kind of that family camaraderie anymore unless you're coming together for a holiday. So it's such a different world that you really have to be in charge of your own health today, because there's no one standing over you really telling you the things we should be doing. And we've gotten so loose in our affirmations for good health, there's no dialogue, so we're kind of running in circles with one foot nailed to the floor.
Absolutely. No, I think that, you know, again, I think it starts right back at water, Jeff. You know, we were never designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water. I think that is completely, you know, chemical to our body, if you really think about it, because we were designed to live on groundwater, spring water, creek water, river water, and yet anybody that's been to their local creek or river has no desire to put their face in and take, a couple of big, deep gulps and say, there's my minerals for the day, because we're scared to death of our environment. So I think, again, having the knowledge to put these trace minerals back into our bottled, filtered, distilled RO water is a marvelous place to begin. And then, of course, continuing that process at mealtimes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because ultimately, just like you mentioned, a lot of these foods today, Jeff, are completely dead. They just don't have the balance that they once did. And, of course, you and I both were raised in a time in which grandma and mom spent most of their day in the kitchen preparing for the evening meal. And when we sat down, there was nutrition. Everything came out of the kitchen. Now, I listen to this changing tide where, you know, they admit that everything they eat comes out of a box. And I think we have to go back to the basics.
No, I think I agree 100%. You know, we have really become a world of symptomatic relief, quick fixes. And if you've been, when you go to the grocery store, it is kind of funny the way they market things now. They market all the quick fixes on all the ends of the aisles.
Correct.
You know, so whatever you need to make your life faster and quicker and easier. And, you know, we don't count chemicals. We don't really count calories. We just kind
sure.
of count efficiency. And I get it.
Yet what we could probably do ourselves a good service by not shopping the center aisles of any grocery store, but shopping the, it's funny how they put all the best food available on the out, you know, on the edges. Shop the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, if again, Jeff, I know that we're preaching to the choir to one another. We've been doing this for a long time. but we were designed to pick it, pluck it, dig it, fish it, and eat things with eyeballs.
Yeah.
And drink lots of water, right?
True.
And yet, when we ask these even the athletes what their diet's like, we are so drastically, you know, we aren't even in the same ballpark any longer because, again, we have so many options to choose from in what we consider food today or beverage that ultimately it's not until they're, like you said, in a crisis that we start asking the right questions. I would highly recommend to the listener today that today's a great day to make a change. And these changes can be very simple, very cost-effective, and more importantly, you know, ultimately they're the ones that are going to be making the choices, and the decision isn't making a difference for them.
You
because
know,
if it's not making a difference, why do we keep doing it?
Yeah, I think I agree with that 100%. I was going to say, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. And, you know, I think a lot of us just keep doing this. We know we want to do something different, but comfort zones keep us from changing.
Sure.
So,
you know, I do love to watch the consumer, though. I love my family thinks I'm a little psychotic. When I get on the road, Jeff, and I have a little bit of time, I love watching produce shoppers. I love it. I love watching men. It seems like we come with a checklist. You know, it either, and I guarantee if I were to ask these individuals, it comes from their mothers, their wives, or their girlfriends. If they want three tomatoes, they throw three tomatoes in a bag, out the door they go as fast as they can, check, and off they move. But women, they're so methodical. You know, they pick it up. They're very cautious as to what they pick. They look for blemishes by rolling it. They squeeze things. They tap things. They shake some of these fruits and vegetables. I haven't had the courage to ask them what they're listening for or to. But at the same time, I don't think we're asking the right question again, is that I think we're more interested in presentation. It has to look and smell and feel, but oftentimes we're not looking at the origin. Where is it coming from? And Jeff, I got to be honest, there are some amazing places that our foods are coming from outside this nation's boundaries to our store shelves that we're not setting down, because if you haven't been there, if you don't know what they're doing to their soils or what they're adding to their soils or what they're, you know, what chemicals they could be using, why are we putting it into ourselves and our children? Yet at the same time, I have to ask the question, and it's quite concerning because it seems like, Jeff, I can buy more U.S. produce outside this nation boundary than I can inside this nation's boundaries. And that has to change. And of course, ultimately, I hate to say this, Jeff, but ask my opinion is that follow the money.
I got to read you a little note that came in. It says, I'm so glad you guys are talking about this today. I'm here in Las Vegas. I listen to your show on the East Coast, but I'm here staying with my family, and I've been trying to get them to use electrolytes on a daily basis, considering they live in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to deaf ears for a long time. I have severe fibromyalgia, and a few years ago I was visiting and heard the two of you talking, and I picked up some trace minerals, and I've been using them ever since. And the reason that I do is because it has completely brought my pain level down to a manageable level, and that wasn't why I was taking it. I was taking it for cramping. So I just want people to know that you can make dramatic changes in other areas other than what you thought you were using it for. So I love your minerals. Thanks for talking about it today.
That's a great point. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today. We appreciate it. And that's a great point. I think that we've laughed about this before, Jeff. I think we're all designed to be Lamborghinis, but we treat ourselves like lawnmowers, probably push mowers at best. We push through the day hoping tomorrow gets better, and when tomorrow comes and goes and we keep pushing, that's where you just mentioned that's called insanity. But when we're taking something, and if we're paying close attention to our own bodies, emotionally, mentally, or physically, I hope that we're paying very close attention, just like that last listener shared with us, is that they weren't taking it for the pain. They were taking it for their cramps. But as they maintained consistency, mm-hmm. the results came from no cramps, but also minimal amounts of pain or pain reduction. And again, they're the ones sharing that information because it's changing them. We're not talking about that, but it changed them just by personal use.
Well, you know, the best thing in the world is feedback. you know, that comes from people that like to share some of their benefits. And when you've been suffering with something for a long time, no matter what it is, you know, like I have people that'll talk about using a formula for inflammation, all of a sudden their skin will clear up and all these other things are happening. And, you know, they want to talk about it because they know as much as they suffered and as much as it disrupted the quality of their life, if they were lucky enough to find something that made a difference, they want to let other people know that there might be a possibility for them too. And I mean, I love to be able to pass on information and share it because, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, providing a possibility of hope.
Well, we've talked about this before, and for our longtime listeners, they know that I did something really stupid, right? I'm coming up on my 2-year mark now, Jeff. It's already been 2 years.
Yeah, I know what this is.
I got in a fight with that chainsaw.
And lost.
I mean, and I'd played sports my whole life. I mean, I played football, baseball, basketball, anything with a ball, I was involved. But at the same time, this was the most physically challenging thing that I'd ever been through. But to think that I was capable of doing what I did with the knowledge that I had, Jeff, and I love picking your mind. I have some tremendous friends in the industry that, you know, that I've worked with side by side for the past 20 years. And so, hey, I'm not shy. And especially when we get into our own crisis, sometimes we have to call out to our closest confidants and pick their brains a little bit because we kind of go brain numb, right? But to be able to do what I did and to be able to show what I've done and to be able to repeat it, that's the amazing thing about these trace minerals is that I don't care if you're a day old or 105 years old, we can teach you how to put that balance back in and of course, ultimately, listen to your personal bodies because you're your greatest physicians. You're the ones that are involved. You're the ones that are in it every single day. But if you're not putting this piece of the puzzle back in, I think that we leave ourselves jeopardized.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think so too. But we also, on the other hand of this idea of, you know, wanting to get healthy today, you know, we want to be able to work with companies that are on the edge and that are on the breaking edge of new things all the time. And one thing that I love about your company is, you know, you have more than enough products right now where you guys wouldn't have to make any more. And I love it, but you guys keep going back to the drawing board, reinventing and bringing new choices and new alternatives. And I think that's amazing. I have to give you a thumbs up, though, on the watermelon flavor.
Yeah? You like
the
watermelon?
I thought you'd done every single one. Oh, my goodness.
For those watermelon lovers, that new Electrolyte Power Pack watermelon is amazing.
Wow.
And so I listen to these athletes that put it in their pre-workouts or their post-workouts as an added, you know, again, there's only what I love about this company is that they change with not only the time, but with the information coming out, with the science coming out. And so they made some adjustments. We use no artificial colorings or additives or preservatives. But at the same time, we've reduced the sugars. So for those individuals that are strict with their diets, these flavors, and we've made it, you know, again, when you really stop to think about it, Jeff, you mentioned it that we didn't know if we were going to be coming out with another flavor, but we also listened to our consumers as well. And that was one of the top flavors that was recommended to add to our line. So whether it be, and if you wouldn't mind, Jeff, I'd love to rattle those off, whether it be lemon lime or orange blast or Concord grape or raspberry, cranberry, cherry limeade, pineapple coconut, you know, acai berry, the mixed berry, the tangerine, the pomegranate blueberry, and, of course, that guava passion fruit, which I didn't think I could find another favorite that would exceed that. And now, of course, watermelon come out.
You know, the nice thing is every time that I talk to somebody about these wonderful power packs, you know, I tell them, I say, look, these are things you can carry with you. You know, you may tell me that you're not a water drinker. That's okay. What about if we make the water taste so good that you can't get enough of it?
Correct.
You know, and I'll see people, and it's really funny, is I'll see them at events, I'll see them at the gym, I'll see somebody with a water bottle, and I'll see them standing on opposite sides of the treadmill. You know, they're getting everything ready, and they're all of a sudden they reach in their pocket and they pull out this pack and they're shaking it, and I'm laughing because I could see them using one of the packs, and they open it up and they're adding it to their water bottle and they're shaking it up, and you could just see the smile on their face when they're drinking it. And they're probably somebody that's either, number one, knowing they need the electrolytes, loving the electrolytes, loving the flavor, or they just hate water so much that they've decided to put something in there that they didn't think they were going to like as much as they did. So sure. I think it's awesome.
I love the fact that a parent of young children, you know, I never question a mother's intuition. I just don't. So, you know, for a mother, she can use these packets in a way that she can quarter them, dose them out to her own children. She can turn, you know, any juice or water into a support supplement, electrolyte support for her active or their active children, I should say. And so these are also applicable to our aging population, Jeff. I love when I see that aging group reach for these packets because, again, yes, it tastes great, but at the same time, the benefit that I believe that's bringing to their overall health, it's fun, too. I mean, they just come out with a couple of effervescents, you know, electrolyte effervescents. So that's another thing that are called Max Hydrate, by the way. They come in a little tube. You know, there's one that of course is for immunity. There's one for added energy, and there's one that's just a basic electrolyte. But what I love about this, again, Jeff, is that for all taste buds or all delivery systems, this company keeps, you know, whether it be a liquid, a tablet, a powder, an effervescent, they want to make it available to all. And of course, we know that we have to also accommodate to those taste buds because it seems like our taste buds are making health-promoting decisions for us today.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey today, representing Trace Minerals Research. And, of course, everything that we talk about here you can pick up at Stay Healthy. Remember that trace minerals and electrolytes have no season. They are something that we need every single day. We're losing the fluid every day, sometimes even more during the winter months. We just don't see that sensation of dehydration and being wrung out like a rag, you know, like we feel like in the summer. But just remember, once you get started on them, you're going to want to take them all year long. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey and Trace Minerals Research. Don't go away.
Your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor-recommended, hospital-accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center. Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, then support your liver with Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Stay Healthy on South Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as LIV52, has been clinically proven in 182 published clinical trials and supports the liver's function when it's challenged by toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. For cleaning up your act, Liver Care is just as important as an apple a day. And you can find it at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Shopping Center. Call 877-2494. That's 877-2494. Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Stay Healthy. For quality products, knowledgeable staff, and memorable service, come to Stay Healthy, where we promote wellness.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of products from Trace Minerals Research, available every single day, all year long. This is not a seasonal company. This is something that helps us to stay in a better balance of minerals every single day throughout the hot summer months and the cold winters and our 2 days of spring and our day and a half of fall, you know, out here. But just remember, your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, your organs, your energy, everything in your body will definitely benefit from having these awesome minerals in your body. Check out the power packs. Check out the tablets. Check out the liquid trace minerals that are in the bottle. I love all of them. I like them when I travel. I like them also when I'm home. I like them when I'm out in the heat. And just recommending them to the people that I know can find a dramatic benefit. Stay healthy. Your one-stop full-service location, also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey. And, you know, Dr. Starkey, what's interesting is that more and more people are starting to talk about minerals. It seemed like forever vitamins were the only topic, but now minerals are finally getting their limelight.
No, I agree. I think that as a society, you know, our first choice of nutrition was a multivitamin. We were sold on it. It's amazing to me, Jeff, that the marketers could do to our consumers, to our minds, is that they can put, as you know, all the nutrients you need in a day in the size of a pea. And we call that a one a day. And I think you and I both know that what we can hold in our hands as far as what is considered food wouldn't fill us with the size of one pea. So as our knowledge grows and our interest grows, I hope that these trace minerals become sexier to our society and we start asking the right questions.
You know, we're learning. I mean, we really are learning a lot more as time goes on, but we have to remember that we have to keep wanting to make a change.
Sure.
I mean, we have to want the change, otherwise we're not going to do anything. And I hate to say it, that many of us are motivated by not feeling well. It's
right.
Not motivated. We don't usually jump on something that's not broken, if you will.
Correct.
But if it's broken, then we want to do anything.
I would say that oftentimes one of our greatest motivators today, of course, is pain, mm-hmm. fear, I think with fear comes stress. I think those are some wonderful motivators that motivate our society, which is very sad to me because that's the reactive part. Oftentimes when we hear these individuals say, you know, I'm looking for, and I think, again, we're looking for the quick fix. But if we've been on this planet for 70 years, don't expect your body to change overnight. We have to give it time. And I think that time and patience sometimes, Jeff, along with nutrition, is something that our society seems to be, we've lost the influence of patience in our lives.
Well, you know, and I think that another thing that we have to remember is that we have learned along the way that building up our body and keeping it healthy is something that will help us down the road. But I think today we have to look differently. We have to think, if I make some changes today, I'm glad that I'm going to be better down the road, but I need to make some changes that I'm going to feel soon.
Correct.
Or sooner. Mm-hmm. And because we're already not feeling good, and it's not age related anymore. We have so many people that have truly just, you know, their bodies are just falling apart and they don't know exactly what to do. And they know that there are changes to be made, but I think a lot of us just don't know where to go and when to start. And I say the sooner you start, the better.
Yes. I think that some of our eye-opening experiences in our society today, Jeff, and I know that you've been involved with them personally, is when we start seeing these aging conditions affect our youth. You know, when we were kids, when you and I were kids, you know, that didn't happen in our youth. Those conditions didn't mm-hmm. exist in our youth, and now, you know, that only existed in those, you know, those individuals that had gray hair. And now being one of those, you know, gray-haired individuals, that's where we have to go back to the basics. And I would say that by reaching for a simple, basic, you know, balancing product like that of the concentrated trace mineral drops, that's, I think that that's one of our missing pieces of this health puzzle, that until we go back to soil building in this nation as a part of our human building and well-being, this is a part of the knowledge that we have for our own health. Hmm. We have to put it back in. And if we're not putting it in on a daily basis, I believe that we're being robbed from within. So I think that ultimately what this product does, Jeff, is stop the robbing process from within. Because remember, if our output of these minerals are greater than our input, and our input, of course, would be, I believe, the first would be our water, and, of course, our food should be. But at the same time, remember, your body has to rob the cells, the tissues, the organs, and eventually the bone to maintain just the homeostasis of your blood. So today is a wonderful day to of course, educate. We're grateful that you're listening, but more importantly, don't just listen. You have to do for yourself. You have to reach. And we give you a money-back guarantee at Trace Minerals Research that if you don't feel the difference in using our products, Jeff, we'll buy it back from them.
You know, I have a friend whose mother is in an adult care place, and it's not a nursing home. It's an adult. She does get up every day and goes down and has her lunch and dinner and meals in the cafeteria, and they treat her really, really good. And she said she was just lacking in energy. And just for the heck of it, one day she opened up one of the power packs and put it in some water for her mom in her water bottle. And her mom really, really liked it. And she was now having two or three of them a day. It's making her drink more water, but it has made a dramatic difference. So my question is, are we ever too old to use the power packs?
No, absolutely not. I think that, you know, when we look at it from I have a hard time with carbon dating, Jeff, when something's been around so long that I can't, you know, like when they say that this item carbon dates back, you know, a million years. All I know, Jeff, is it's been there long before we were here. It's been, you know, it'll be there long after we're gone. But I think that when we look at the skeletal structure, the bone density of these ancient Americans, and you see what they, you know, how dense their bones were well into their 80s, you know, I don't think for a second we were designed, you know, in a way that we become frail or, you know, weakened with the age. age. I think that we were designed to thrive. I think we were designed to function. And more importantly, we were designed to be happy. And I just don't see today in our society where getting older is, you know, I keep hearing it over and over, is that you can't, you know, getting old is not for the weak. I mean, emotionally, mentally, and physically, and we have to be making some changes. And I think that, again, something very economic, you know, it's very, these power packs are not expensive. This, you know, these products, we try to keep them in a range, you know, again, we try to make them affordable with a guarantee that if, again, Jeff, if they try it and they don't like it, at least we had an opportunity. But if they experience a change, we hope that that doesn't end with them, that they share it with others just like you have. And you're a great example of what, you know, finding something that works for one will also work for many others, and we just have to get it out there.
You know, I think one thing that I've really enjoyed about this line is that, you know, you know that most people lead with their palate. Mm-hmm. And most people think about flavor and taste first because, you know, let's just face it, today everything, we can eat all the food we want, but people gravitate to the terrible quality, good-tasting food.
Correct.
So jumping on that note, you've made it pleasurable and enjoyable, and there's so many flavors of just the Power Packs that there's something there for everybody.
Sure. I will say this, though. On that note right there, you know, for the past 27 years, Jeff, if there's one question I've addressed, especially with the concentrated trace mineral drops, it's the taste. I have to let the listener know that that is the number one selling liquid trace mineral supplement in the nation, has been for the past 6 years. We dominate that category, Jeff, by 93%. That's done by SPINS data. But the number one complaint, of course, with the concentrates, just the flagship product of ours, is the taste. But I have to let the listener know, if you space it out, remember, we breathe all day long, we perspire all day long, we should be urinating multiple times with our water, you know, with hydrating properly, we should be taking these minerals throughout the entire day so that they don't taste it. That concept of an apple a day that kept the doctor away, mm-hmm. It's not what the apple tastes like, it's what the apple wants offered, and I think that these minerals are applicable to that.
How do you feel
about... sure that you enjoy that product, but you're right, Jeff. We have emphasized many of these products to make it enjoyable for the consumer that has a sensitive palate.
Okay, that being said, how do you feel about teenagers and using the Power Packs as an alternative to some of the over-the-counter sports drinks or energy drinks?
Oh, you know my feelings on this. You don't even have to... I think that with parents that are concerned about their teenagers' health, and I think, again, you know, they become invincible, right? Once they turn into teenagers, they become but at the same time, by pouring that amount of sugar into our teens for energy, that is not the answer. Not the answer. So in this case, we can minimize that sugar, you know, that sugar load, but maximize that efficiency with those electrolytes and put them back in a place where there's no added chemicals or you know, colorings or additives. And I think it's such a healthier choice, especially these athletes that put so much time into their, you know, their body and their exercise and their, you know, preparing themselves to perform. I think they're a marvelous product to reach for.
Now, somebody just chimed in. It's a mom, and she says, you know, we go to the lake a lot in the summer, and I mix this up in 5-gallon containers, and I add this and fruit and stuff in there, and all the kids drink this, even the younger kids, because they're running around, they're playing out in the sun, and, you know, I would rather give them this than give them any of the other sugar-based drinks. So what I do is I use a natural lemonade, and I chop up lemons and limes, and I put fruit and other things in the water in the big 5-gallon container, and I put about 8 to 10 of these packets in the 5 gallons. And everybody feels good. Nobody's rung out at the end of the day. Everybody has energy, and, you know, it's there with ice for kids to drink all day long. Am I doing well?
Well, I think she had the answer before she asked the question.
Yeah, I think so.
One, they're drinking it. That's a bonus.
Two, very true.
You know, she's identifying the fact that her kids are healthier at the end of the day. They feel better. And I would say, Mom, keep doing it and share it with others, because I think that our nurturers, our mothers, are amazing in the way that they disguise, the way that they, you know, I know that we've, again, talked about this in the past, Jeff, but I think it's, you know, we can put those, I know that we have mothers that put them into ice cube trays, you know, mix them up, pour them into ice cube trays, put those ice cubes into their water, and of course it's like a time release that tastes good. So I think that there's so many wonderful ways. I know that some women like to, you know, freeze them in blocks and then shave them for, you know, a flavorful icy during the middle of the day. So there are some amazing ways that these mothers, these nurturers, these parents are getting their children involved in a way that is enjoyable but also protective. And in the end, that's what we're all about, is keeping our kids healthy and strong, and more importantly, keeping those caregivers, because oftentimes those nurturers take better care of their family than they do themselves. I would say to those nurturers, those mothers, please make sure that you're doing it yourself. Make sure that you're taking care of your health so that you can take care of your family's health.
This is good. It says, I've been training for a long, long bike ride that's coming up in the early fall, where we'll be riding about 500 miles. And I've been training and training and training, and every day I pack two of my water bottles. I put 10 to 15 drops of the trace minerals and two packs of the power packs in each of my water bottles with ice. And I carry them with me, and I usually have a stop somewhere along the line where I stop and just kind of check my tire pressure, fill up with ice, and do the same thing in my water bottles again. It has been a dramatic difference for me. I'm able to do the distance and not feel the pain. Please thank your guest.
Well, thank you. You know, one thing I would suggest to that is that at morning times when they're putting a little bit of food in that tank, that's where I would put one of those electrolyte stamina tablets, or three or four, in conjunction with the water, you know, in their liquid on their bikes. That way we can protect them for that, you know, those long days, because there are amazing athletes out there that put their bodies, Jeff, through some amazing torture. Almost psychotic at times when I listen to these workouts, but at the same time, there's some amazing ways that that we have to protect ourselves with our knowledge. And thank you for sharing your results with us.
You know, this is interesting. It says, I don't do a lot of athletics. I'm very fit. I do a little bit of exercise. I've been really blessed to have one of those bodies that I don't have to work out really hard for, and I appreciate it every day. But my diet is great. And every day, because I work at a desk, I do a couple of your power packs. They've been great for energy. They got me off of sodas years ago, and I keep them there and add them to cold water because I like everything cold, just like you, Jeff. And I have one or two of them a day at my desk, and they've been great. And everybody wonders why I'm drinking these. They think I'm drinking like Rockstar, some kind of a sports drink, and I'm not. I just think that they're great. So just wanted to let people know that you don't have to be going to the gym to do that.
Sure. No, thank you again. That's a great point. First and foremost, we wished we could bottle that, you know, that body, that metabolism, put it into a bottle, right? But for being blessed that way, I think, you know, they hit on a perfect point, is that we don't have to be athletes. We don't have to be, you know, enthusiasts. Again, if you're breathing daily, your body's in need, just because of the world in which we live today and what we consider hydration and food today. I think that that's a great point that they brought up, is that, again, they don't have to be athletes to enjoy the benefit of these products.
And there's plenty of flavors there for everyone to be able to truly enjoy. So I hope that you'll take the time to really check out some of these amazing products and make your water taste better.
Absolutely. One thing I will mention, and we've done this before, is that for those diabetics that are very cautious, of course, of their sugar intake, we offer a product called Endure, which is a liquid electrolyte that has no sugar in it whatsoever. So for those athletes, or for those that are suffering from a condition that keeps them or keeps them away from or concerned with sugar intake, Jeff, we have a product for that as well.
Well, you know, I do know diabetics that use your power packs, and they've been able to do really well with them.
Sure.
A lot of them, what they do is they double dilute it, you know, so rather than adding it to 10 ounces, they may add it to 20 ounces of water. But they've seen really good results, and I've had a lot of them share them with their medical practitioners, and they just gave them a thumbs up. I've never had a negative.
Well, that's a fantastic point, in the fact that, again, there's only 1 gram of sugar. So if we dilute that into a, 10 or 20 ounces, to me, we all need the basics to exist, right, to function. And at this point, I think that these products offer that to, I call them bare bone basics, but at the same time, they're so critical to our overall well-being that, we put the guarantee out there, feel the difference. And to me, the individual will know what that difference is, whether we're dealing with our youth or whether we're dealing with our aging parents and everybody in between. I don't think there's anybody that shouldn't try them and see what the response is for their own personal well-being.
I think you're right. We got about 30 seconds. Anything you want to say, Darren, before we cut off?
Jeff, thank you for your passion. Thank you for allowing us to have this platform. But more importantly, we can talk all day until we're blue in the face. And our passion can go out to you, but until they do something for themselves, I just hope that they'll take that challenge, go by, stay healthy, get that education from those incredibly gracious and very educated staff and make some difference, make a change today.
Dr. Darren Starkey, thank you for being here today. Always a pleasure. Have safe travels, my friend.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you again next month.
We'll talk to you when you're stateside.
All righty.
Bye-bye. My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Always good information coming from Darren. And, this line of products is available at Stay Healthy. It's Trace Minerals Research, their power packs, their liquids, their tablets, all that good stuff. Keeping your bodies balanced with electrolytes and trace minerals. And a great selection and different choices and ways of being able to do this. Of course, delicious ways of doing it in the power packs. And, of course, the new watermelon flavor that is available now as well. I hope you'll take the time to check out the full line. If you're having some questions on which way to go, liquid tablets, powder packs, however, you can always talk to the staff at Stay Healthy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles, as well as print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And a thumbs up keeps you connected to them on Facebook. Just like their page, and every day you'll get tidbits of information that are very, very informative, educational, as well as giving you a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more tools to make sure that we're as healthy as we possibly can be. A lot of times their post will remind you of something that you knew in the past, but, we forget. But a good friendly reminder about something beneficial has to do with your good health is a great thing. Remember, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. They are a great resource for amazing information. When you come in, you'll choose from the best products, you'll get the best prices, and you'll leave with great peace of mind because they're going to be able to fix, those wanting educational tidbits of questions that we all have, that we just can't find answers to. They're going to be there to do that for you because they have the knowledge, they have the education, they have the longevity, they have all of that in one location. So why not enjoy getting healthy? Why not create great relationships with good people that have such wonderful knowledge and at the same time know that you're heading down the right path this time around? Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll be glad you went. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I'm so glad that you take the time out of your day to stop by. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the herbalists, the doctors, the company founders, the voices in our industry that are helping us get healthy so that we can do the things we need to do with the great information and only the highest quality products available. I'm pretty strict about the companies that I have on my show. I have been for decades and decades and decades. And you know what? I won't apologize. I want people to be able to get the right information and be able to work with the right companies that make a difference in our health, who care about us, the consumer. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live, you can go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. We're courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. All of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on downloads available to you on demand. It's a great thing to be able to have. I love technology. But it gives you a chance to re-listen to the shows you want to listen to the ones you missed, and also steer your friends and your family and your coworkers. If you're having a conversation and you hear a show that is exactly what you were talking about, why not pay it forward and let them listen to these amazing guests and maybe some of the topics that might just hopefully get them motivated to start taking care of themselves and doing things in a better, healthier way. I hope you have a wonderful day. Don't forget to check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Remember, do something good just for you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.